What does it take to attract and start working with more of the right fit clients for you? The quality clients that you need to grow your business. And if that's something that's been rolling around in your brain, then you're going to want to download today's episode because Daryl and I are having a candid conversation around how past marketing strategies have really let our business down and kept us from having the ability to work with the right fit clients. And you know, a perfect example of this is exercises such as filling out avatar documents to start attracting the right fit clients, you know, working with more clients so that you can help more people. They have and they did lead us astray in the past, but ultimately we figured out what to do instead, and we're passing on some of our tips to you today, and we're sharing our experience in hope that it helps you. If you want to start working with the right clients, have the clarity and the confidence to share your own business so that more people see what you are about so they can start to work with you. And once you have that clarity, others can share your business as well. If that's for you, then today's episode is dedicated to you. Let's dive in. In today's crowded business space, how do you take the mystery out of growing clients who stay long-term and refer like crazy? And what is it going to take to set you apart from your competitors? What would happen if every activity in your business was driving loyal customers who want to refer other people to you, so it's easy to fill your pipeline with more leads, book perfect fit clients on your calendar? Hey there, we're Jody and Daryl Beckert, and you're listening to the Retention and Referrals Made Simple podcast. This is the place for people who want to build their businesses organically so they can get more sales without using any sleazy or awkward tactics. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here. Let's dive in. We are here with a really important brand new episode for you. You know, so if you've ever had problems finding the quality clients that you need and making sure that your calendar is being filled with the right types of clients, then like I said earlier, this episode is dedicated to you. And, you know, if you're anything like our clients, you know that you offer something amazing, whether you've been running a business for 4 months or 15 years. You know, when it comes to building a business that you can share with absolute confidence, there's one major thing that may or may not be serving you. And this is the ability to find quality clients to help you grow your business. This is something that Daryl and I have struggled in the past. And so today we just wanted to break that down with you and show you some tips. But sometimes finding the right fit clients to come into your world, and sometimes they don't, right? Right, Daryl?
I think that's the biggest problem most of us have is we would phrase it as saying like, I just need more consistent leads in my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So today we're getting to the nitty gritty of avatar documents, how they are useful, how they may not be serving your business. And we're going to share with you our personal experience on this. So filling out those good old avatar documents. So, right, Daryl, you take the information, you write it down. Usually it consists of like a page or two. You post some stuff on social media and poof, like you have automatically the right fit clients, right?
And that's the way it's sold, yes.
Yes. And well, sometimes, but sometimes in a lot of cases, this isn't actually the case. And so the plea that we want to put out there today is to suggest that if these documents are not serving your business the way you think or the way they're meant to, it can really hinder your ability to grow the types of clients that you want to see in your calendar. And so there's three things that we've experienced as business owners with these documents and how they didn't serve us. And we wanted to just open up today and have a casual conversation about these three things in hopes that it can help you a little bit, you know, because from our point, your ability to add customers to your business can come from something deeper in really, really authentic and easy ways, and it should feel good and it should be fun. So we just want to get into that right now.
So if you've been listening to this podcast and the types of conversations we're having have led you to a place of, you know, questioning what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, or what you're talking about. Obviously, that is the goal of the podcast that we're having. But what we really want to know is we want to hear what this has meant to you. What thing are you doing differently? Or what question are you asking yourself differently? And so what we would love to hear from you is exactly that, exactly your reaction. In the show notes below, we're going to have our contact information. We would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you are doing differently because of listening to this podcast. So if you have something, we'd love to reach out and connect with us. We would love to start that conversation with you.
All right, avatar documents. we've used them in our businesses, just as many of you listening have as well. Daryl, let's take a look at how most avatar documents are structured.
Sure.
So there's usually, when someone sends you them to work on, there's usually a list of questions,
right? Yeah, there's like the demographics, you know, gender, age, you know, socioeconomic type stuff.
Yeah, and there's also things like what keeps your person up at night? And when we say your person, they're referring to the client that you want to work with. So what keeps this client up at night? What is this client's hopes and dreams? I heard one coach describe it like, what is their heaven? What is their hell?
Yeah.
Like, what is their nightmares? And while these are really, really can be helpful in some cases, there's this missing piece in through this process that we ourselves have struggled to own and honestly to get excited about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first way that avatar documents hindered our own growth, and we wanted to go over these three things that we've experienced with these documents and how they didn't serve us. And like I said, we just want to open up about these three things in hopes that it helps you. So the first thing is, when we filled out these documents, they kept us thinking that we could help everyone in our space.
Or at the very least, it really didn't allow us to narrow down enough exactly who could benefit from us the most. It was more like, hey, based on what they're thinking and their age and their and these things, they should need us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so us being people who we are servers, we like to help people. It got us excited at the fact that maybe we can help all the people.
Mm-hmm.
When really we know that now, but sometimes when you're so eager to help, you can run this risk of feeling like, well, I can help many people. I should be working with X, Y, and Z said person.
Yeah. This person checks all of the boxes on our list. Why aren't they responding to our marketing? Or why aren't they buying? They need this. Why aren't they doing it? And it really kind of warps your thinking, because mm-hmm. now it becomes about, you know, we're chasing this fictitious person. Or if we see someone that kind of meets, you know, checks the boxes, it's almost a game. You're trying to get them, because you're like, well, you should be responding to my marketing, because mm-hmm. my document says that you should.
Not only with, like you said, a fictitious person, a lot of times what can happen is, I can remember times in our business space, I think it would have been years ago, but I think we spent at least a year and a half feeling like we wanted to pursue certain people. I can think of certain names, certain industries, certain people that I thought, because I feel like I can help them, my document tells me I should be able to help them, then I should be helping them. They should be my client. And if they're not my client by now, there must be something wrong with me. There must be something missing with my marketing. There's something wrong with
me. There's something missing in my offer. Maybe my offer has to be changed to something that they are saying that they want.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into that in a further point. So for us, that is how client avatar documents fully didn't serve us, because we felt very pigeonholed into these questions that whether our coaches at the time or even just exercises that we put ourselves through,
mm-hmm.
they just didn't help us in the end to be able to like really truly grow quality clients.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is that the fact that because of this, we lost some excitement in our work world. I guess in a lot of ways you could say that we lost our identity, our business identity. We just weren't excited about certain things anymore. We felt confused, because a lot of the documents they're talking about, like we said in the beginning, the documents are focusing on the client that you hope to work with. So that client, what are their pains? What are their hopes? What are their dreams? And for some of our offers, they were new. And I had no idea what their dreams and hopes were.
Yeah. And then
you're basically guessing, right?
Yeah. And let's just remember what these are. These are a marketing document. And I think that when they're applied correctly, as a marketing document,
mm-hmm.
for someone who's experienced, knows their client base, knows their offer, they can be very useful to generate marketing materials. But so many times they're being used actually as an identity piece. Hey, you're getting started out. We'll fill this thing out. Well, like you said, we don't fully know. We're guessing. Or we're working off of like, hey, maybe I've only had half a dozen customers through this. So all of those people's personalities are making up this thing. But that might not be a diverse enough body of work to really round out who you're going to serve. And they are also really slated at the person, right? So they're actually kind of one-dimensional. They're really just like, hey, let's take this person apart and just see where they're at and what you need to say to kind of bring them over to your offer. And what gets missed in that, like you said, the excitement and losing your identity is like, well, where are we in here? Where are we in this equation?
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this and you are maybe in the first parts of either growing your business, or you're maybe doing a pivot in your offers, in your, whether you're a coach or if you're a service provider, if you're pivoting in any way or starting something new, I think that's where this process didn't help us years ago when we were starting out our business together as the business identity that we see today, the trust method. Because what was not present was, what are our hopes and dreams? What is Daryl and Jody uniquely, what are we equipped to do? And so if you're starting out new, making an offer, yes, you need to test your offer and test your ideas in the space. We cannot be selling something that someone doesn't want.
And we have to have an idea of who that person is that needs it.
Oh, absolutely.
And what, you know, what they're going through. But equally paired with that, like, chances are you're going through that with them. However you've got your program structured, like, you're involved in there somewhere. And so a one-dimensional avatar document doesn't take into account the interaction that client has with you. Mm-hmm. And therefore, like, the interaction you're going to have with that client, and what is going to make you excited to get up in the morning, mm-hmm. and, you know, go through client emails, or, you know, hop on a coaching call, or whatever your thing is, because that will influence kind of the marketing message for sure.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of excitement, one of the exercises that we like to take our clients through, the one question is, what are the qualities of the client that you are uniquely excited and equipped to work with? And I think there was a really honest moment that we have taken in the last, I would actually honestly say in the last year, to be able to say, this is who we are uniquely able to serve, and these are the qualities. And we've been able to write them down, and we own them, we study them. And when they get off track, when someone comes into our sphere, comes into our space, and if they don't have those qualities, we know without a shadow of a doubt that our worlds will not jive with them. They will not get the better results, and we will not be able to be equipped enough to help them.
Yeah. And I can help them, but I can't help them as well as this other person. And absolutely. That, like you said, in the first point, if we're left thinking that we can still help a lot of people, realistically, in any group, there's a subgroup that you are actually, you can help all of them to some degree, but wouldn't you rather really help the people who are going to get it, or their personalities match with you, or their temperament aligns with the way that the work needs to process? And so, yes, while we could help everybody, we can actually really help this subgroup even more. And that really only came in when we understood that we were part of this equation. This wasn't a one-dimensional who is your client kind of exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that brings us to the third way that these avatar documents were kind of holding our business back. They left us almost paralyzed, or I would say confused, when it came to building out some of our programs and some of our offers. Because if you're trying to build out an offer, and if you are not paired with working with the right person, then there's an alignment issue there, right?
Yeah, I think looking at that and saying, you know, I think we probably wasted a lot of time and effort creating an offer for a person that doesn't exist, or creating an offer that could work with that person that you had no interest in doing, or creating an offer that person needed next. They really needed something before that. And again, it was is if I look at and make an offer based on a offer program, you know, service based off of this theoretical person that maybe I can actually put some names to, it still isn't taking into, you know, me into account with that. Like, what is something that only, you know, me or we are uniquely able to do in this specific space? So even if it's a crowded space, say you're doing like email marketing funnels and stuff like that, well, there's still a unique way that you're going to do it, which you're going to be excited to do, which means there's going to be a certain avatar that is most interested or most prepared for that. And so it's almost like the, when you know your part in it and you can make an offer that you're really excited about, it actually becomes easy. The avatar is actually the third thing that comes in. Versus I think our experience, it kind of was like the last thing. Who's the audience? Where's the money? You know, who's going to pay? What's the problem? Make an offer to that. And at that point,
and then wonder,
I think,
why you're not actually really excited every day to show up and actually do the work. You know, we talk about that all the time. If, you know, because we're humans, and on Monday mornings or when we're tired, if we're not excited to wake up to do the things that we do every day, then that's going to show. And I remember those moments in our lives where that was coming into play, where it's almost like trying to shove a square peg into a round hole. Like it just didn't work out. And looking back years later, I can see moments of when we first became a business years ago, some of the ideas around the products that we wanted to offer, the services, the people that we instinctively wanted to work with, those were actually the right kind of people. But something along the way got us off course, whether it was someone, something, could have been avatar documents, I don't know, but something got us off course. And it's really important. And it's easy to look at that now and look back and realize, wow, like that happened. But what if it didn't have to happen? What if you could have clarity today, knowing that this is who you are, this is who you are uniquely able to serve, these are the best people that are equipped to be able to accept what you do and to follow your guidance and whatever that is. And it's all kind of based on who you are and your values.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's funny you're talking about things from before. I've gone on tours of my old Evernote structure, and there's lots of stuff that I wrote years ago that I'm like, man, I was really on to something, but we bailed from it because it wasn't immediately easy to market following the formula that they said that we should do. And so we kind of abandoned those things that we felt were true and watered it down to fit, you know, what we thought we were supposed to be doing. And in reality, our instinct was largely right. What we just lacked was the nuance of how to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've just covered kind of the three experiences that we've had in this love-hate relationship with avatar documents. And a lot of it can be just summarized by remembering that this is a marketing tool. It's an instrument that we use to assist our marketing. It isn't something that should be used to assist building a business.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I think that was how we could probably summarize our folly in this. And I'm sure others have had that same experience, that in terms of like finding myself as a business owner or a service provider, this wasn't the tool. This is something that led to kind of getting off track, because we were using this ideal person as a guiding light for how to orient ourselves, when really who we are as people and what we want to put out in the world and the change, the good that we want to do, really should have been our guiding light.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was only getting off track that we recognized how off track we were and able to get ourselves back on track. We obviously want to help other people who are off track get back on track, or ideally to not get off track in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love how you put that. When you think about your business and the people that you are most suited to work with, you're equipped to work with, what are their qualities? How does that pair with the values that you want to put out in this world? And how does that pair with what is needed in your space? And how can those work together? Because we truly believe that you should be able to take your expertise, take your values and turn it into something that you can ultimately completely share with confidence and clarity. And once you have that clarity to share what you do and why you do what you do, and it's not about you, it's about your clients that you want to help, then other people can share that impact. Other people can help you grow your business. So that's just our experience. And we hope that's really helpful for you. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, like Daryl said, reach out to us. Our contact information's in the show notes. We love connecting with people. If you've had a similar experience or have anything you wanted to add to it, join the conversation. We love to hear from that.
Absolutely.
And we love to hear from you. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon.